We're going to celebrate communion this morning. Now, we celebrate an open table here, meaning you don't have to be a member of this particular congregation to enjoy celebrating communion with us. The most important part is that you've surrendered your life to Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. He is everything. If you've not had that experience, I urge you to give your life to Jesus today. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins, to come into your heart, to be your Lord and Savior. Surrender and take over everything completely. He loves you so much. Can you quote the scripture with me? John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Thank you, guys. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loves you. And we love Him because He first loved us. The scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 33 or 32. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which He was betrayed took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat. This is My body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man and woman examine himself or herself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. The heart of the Lord is for us to be in right relationship with Him and right relationship with one another. A lot of people have been taught if you're wrong in relationship with somebody, you don't take communion. The opposite is actually true from the heart of Jesus in the scriptures. It's not that it's wrong to make sure it's right, but He wants you to take communion. Make your commitment to making it right and say, declare to the Lord and commit to Jesus. I'll get it right with that person in my first opportunity. But we need the infusion of His life. Receive His life in communion this morning. But most of all, make sure you're right with God. Father, we come to You with the bread in our hands and we give You thanks for this body which is broken for us. We thank You, Lord, that we do this in remembrance of You. You went to the cross of Calvary. You were battered, bruised, and beaten for us so that we might receive through Your stripes our healing. And Lord, as we partake of the bread of life this morning, we receive Your healing power, Your life, and Your liberty. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for all that You have done. Let's partake together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb. Praise You, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we understand that by Your blood we are washed clean from sin. By Your blood we have ratified this new covenant. By the blood You shed, not our shedding of blood, but Your shedding of blood. Thank You, Lord, that this covenant, this new covenant, sealed by Your blood, is that to which we belong. We subscribe. We surrender to Your terms, O Master and Savior Jesus. We love You so much, Lord, because You first loved us. Say it again with me. We love You so much, Lord, because You first loved us. Let's partake in remembrance of Him. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You for Your blood and Your cleansing, Your power, Your grace, Your mercy. Thank You, Lord. We worship You, Lord Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Could you give the Lord a round of applause to